Elizabeth Burke Bryant, good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
The Kids Count report says Rhode Island is one of six states showing significant declines in overall child well-being, and it looks like the reasons mainly relate to poverty.
Well, as we've reported in our state Rhode Island Kids Count fact book, Rhode Island is still in a place where the impact of the recession is having an impact on economic numbers as it involves children. So we're showing that about 22% of Rhode Island children, that translates into 45,000 children, are living below the poverty line, and that is a number that has worsened since the last time this report came out.
So what does this tell you about Rhode Island's recovery from the Great Recession and how we compare to other states in the country?
So the fact that we've worsened in children living in poverty between 2008 and 2013, some of the worst years of the recession that we're now pulling out of. But it is disturbing that we're 36th in the country in terms of our overall economic well-being rank for children. Children in poverty are very closely tied to the earning level of their parents, how much income is in that household. So while we're seeing some glimmers of hopefulness in terms of our jobs picture, I think we still have a way to go to have the children in poverty measure keep up with that progress. There are some areas where we're doing better. We continue to show real strength in children's health, and that's because Rhode Island has had a longstanding prioritization and commitment to children's health care in our state. In fact, Rhode Island's Right Care program was just named the number one best quality children's health insurance program in the country by the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
It does look like health care is the good news for Rhode Island in this report. The state ranked 12th in the nation, up from 15th last year. Other than Right Care, where has the state seen real improvements in health for children?
One is low birth weight babies, where we're showing an improvement, and that's very good news, not only because of the healthy start for babies that are born, you know, full term, but also because it prevents costly hospitalizations, NICU stays, etc. In terms of children without health insurance, we've improved a little. We now have about 95% of our children with health insurance coverage. Another area where we've been improved, another measure in the health care bucket, is child and teen deaths per 100,000 children. It probably means that children and youth are more connected to a regular medical home, regular interaction between parents and health care providers about ways to keep kids healthy and safe. And finally, the last measure in health where we showed improvement is teens who abuse alcohol or drugs. So that's another sort of good sign about the overall health and well-being of children and youth in the health arena.
When it comes to education, Rhode Island moved up one notch from 25th to 24th. Elizabeth Burke Bryant, what was the reason for this slight improvement, and what do you see as the main challenges to moving up even further?
There are a couple of different measures that they're looking at in this overall education section. The areas where we've improved, one is on fourth graders not proficient in reading. We've reduced that number. That means we have more of our fourth graders reading proficiently by the end of third grade. That's a real gateway indicator for our educational progress of our kids. And so we had a slight improvement, but it's certainly going in the right direction. The same with eighth graders and their math achievement. We are pretty much unchanged on the high school graduation rate, which is described as high school students graduating on time in 4 years. These education measures couldn't be more directly related to the economic well-being measures, because it's only when our students are achieving the kind of educational excellence they need to be able to compete in jobs in the new economy will both of these areas start to pick up steam.
But when you have 22% of children in poverty in 2013, and as you mentioned, that was an increase from 2008, how does that affect their ability to focus and perform well in school?
Certainly, living in poverty is a barrier to academic achievement. There are stressors in the household, lack of affordable housing, a lot of things that that lead to what we call toxic stress for kids, many adverse experiences adding up to even the most resilient child not being able to stay on solid ground with life, including with their educational progress. However, poverty is never an excuse for not having our kids achieve.
It seems like this sort of cyclical thing where you have, you know, children living in poverty. That makes it perhaps harder when their families are struggling for them to do well in school. But then if they have a lower level of education, that makes it harder for them in turn to succeed and break that cycle of poverty.
That is exactly right. What we don't want to see is the 22% of children living in poverty being the next group of parents that don't have the educational level and skills to be able to lift their own kids out of poverty. There's a lot of attention right now on Rhode Island's economic recovery, the idea of jobs, jobs, jobs as the way to really lead the way for Rhode Island. And this issue of both children in poverty and children's education level are completely tied to our ability to do that.
Elizabeth Burke Bryant, looking at Rhode Island as it compares to neighboring states, it has the lowest ranking for child well-being in New England. Several states are in the top five: New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Vermont. Connecticut ranks sixth. Even Maine, which also has significant poverty, ranks 12th overall. Just for comparison's sake, Rhode Island again is 31st. Why are we so far below our neighbors?
I think from the data that we're seeing in this national report, the Kids Count National Data Book, we are seeing that we are lagging on economic well-being indicators. That includes children in poverty, children whose parents lack secure employment, children living in households with a high housing cost burden, although I am pleased to say that that is a measure we've improved on. We know that housing is a huge part of family budgets. But you could say in return, well, the whole Northeast is expensive in terms of housing costs. I think that the effects of the recession have harmed us. Rhode Island has been slower to come out of the recession than some of our New England neighbors. And I also think we have a lot of competition when it comes to education. We have in Massachusetts in particular a state that has been very highly ranked on very, very important education measures. So I think we do know we've got some very tough competition in our region. And paying attention to that is part of our turnaround strategy for making sure that in subsequent years we start catching up with our neighbors.
Elizabeth Burke Bryant is the executive director of Rhode Island Kids Count. Thanks for discussing the annual national rankings for child well-being.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.